This is the 96.5 Family Show. Heard weekdays from 6 on Brisbane's 96.5.
The Family Show with Liam, Robbie and Ness, and our relationships guru from Red Hot Relationships is Bruce Sullivan. So at the end of the year, how are you going to be remembered on the relationship scale? That's what we're looking at today. Bruce, you almost don't want to think too far in advance in case you get this year as wrong as last year and the year before and 2005.
Yeah, look, and I don't think we have to get it right all of the time, but we need to get it right some of the time. And, you know, when you sit down and you watch a movie, and it's always the scary part when you watch the trailer for a movie, that all the good bits were on the trailer. So all the highlights, you know, of a two-hour movie, they managed to squeeze into 30 seconds, and somehow I think that our relationships can't be like that. In other words, we need to do something purposefully with our relationships on an irregular basis, because you can't do it all the time. But, you know, what are you going to do that you could do in your relationships with a friend, with a, you know, with one of your children, with your partner, that is just going to light up their life, that is just going to make you so amazingly attractive to them as a friend or a partner or as a parent? And, you know, it's not a regular thing because then it wouldn't be so exciting, but what could you do this weekend just to go, wow, that's amazing. I just thank you for thinking of me in that way.
So it's about, again, being deliberate rather than just sort of having an airy-fairy idea, I'd like to treat my spouse better. It'll happen. You mean be deliberate and plan?
Yeah, absolutely, Robbie. And, you know, I know that we talk about quality time and just normal time, and sometimes, you know, families and relationships just need normal time hanging out together. But the key word that you said there, I think, is deliberate. Every now and then, we've got to do something deliberately with purpose. It's almost like an emotional brick wall, an emotional insurance policy to keep your partner or, you know, or your kids or your friends just turning towards you and not looking past you or not looking around you. It becomes like a highlight reel. And, you know, I'm not suggesting spending thousands of dollars. You know, it might be just something that's unique to them that you deliberately thought of to go, wow, that's going to just light up.
Bruce, I'm too tired. The kids, I've got to go back to work. That's just too much.
Yeah, look, and it always is, I think. But like most things, most people wait to the major life crisis before they start having the conversation. So when you realise that, you know, you don't have any friends, or when you realise that maybe your partner is potentially not as interested as they could be and all the implications of that, or, you know, your children don't talk to you, and that's why I refer to it as almost like an insurance policy. Doing something deliberate on purpose to say, I want to do something to say to you that you are important to me.
Well, what works for you, Bruce? I mean, give us your top two. What have you tried on your wife that you're like, you know, yeah, that was good. That one, she wrote that one down in the diary. That worked really well.
Yeah, look, well, a couple of things. I think kids first. You know, my kids like different things. So if I was in a news agent somewhere and, you know, picking up the courier mail on one of those dreary days and I had to go through and read the paper and look for something for a client or whatever, every now and then I'll buy Declan a Top Gear magazine. He loves cars. He loves the performance cars. He loves Top Gear. And if I buy the Top Gear motor magazine for him, and it probably only happens realistically 4, maybe 5 times a year, if I come home and make that deliberate purchase and, mate, I've got something for you, and I put it on his bed and he comes in and sees that, it's a brand new day. It's like, oh, Dad, thanks a lot. And then he'll be coming and showing me pictures and going, oh, Dad, look at this. Did you know this has got 610 horsepower? And he gets into the detail of it and he just loves it. So something that's special in that space, and, you know, particularly for our loved ones that we are married to in a serious long-term relationship, I still think there's nothing better than getting out the pen and paper and writing something down, making up your own card, doing something that highlights something that people can go back and read another 20 times. I reckon that works pretty cool as well.
It's about knowing what pushes the buttons of the person. Hey, like just your magazine example, that means, you know, if you're listening to this, you wouldn't go, oh, okay, that's what I've got to do now. I've got to go out and buy my, you know, my son a car magazine, because some kids would be like, oh, okay, yeah.
Even worse, I'll buy my wife a Top Gear magazine. It'll go down well.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's about really knowing them, isn't it, I suppose, and what works.
What is the thing? Look, it's, you know, go ahead and make their day. It makes you attractive. It is an insurance policy. And it just shows that, in, as you said, Liam, we are all busy, but we can't keep using that as an excuse for like a poor outcome in that space. We've got to be able to get something on the highlights reel for 2012 and be memorable and make sure that our partners and our kids and our friends are looking towards us and not past us. And, yeah, that can make all the difference.
What a great idea. Bruce Sullivan from Red Hot Relationships, how to be remembered in the relationship sweepstakes. Plan now before the end of the year, before it's too late. Mate, great advice. Look forward to having you back on the show next week, hey?
The 96.5 Family Show. Weekdays live from 6 till 9 on 96.5 FM and via the web at 96five.com.